So what do the Philadelphia Eagles do for an encore? Let's talk about it with former Eagles wide receiver and current Eagles analyst Mike Quick. Dave Spadaro joins in as well. I speak about of myself in the third person here. That's what a lack of sleep does to you on this short. And let's start with that. We're a little bit groggy here throughout the week.
Yeah.
How do the players bounce back?
I think we all are a little bit groggy. You know, that game went kind of late, but not only did it go late, it was exhausting because there's so much going on and so fast. And, you know, by the time we all got in, you know, it's early in the morning and usually you're a little wound up, so you don't get as much sleep as you normally get. And for players, you really need that rest. One of the things that I really like about what's going on around here is the emphasis on recovery time and the rest. And I know that the coaching staff here will monitor that and make sure that the guys are getting the proper time, the downtime that they need to bounce back.
Interesting test for Chip Kelly in that this is a week where the Eagles players are being told they're so good,
yeah,
the offense is so great, look at this team, here come the San Diego Chargers.
Yes.
Chip Kelly's got to say, guys, get your minds on the game here.
Well, and I like the way he operates, and I don't think that that's going to be an issue. And just looking at the way everything is run, and it's not going to change. And one of the things that I think is a huge benefit is his game day approach, and not just his game day approach, the way he handles game day and just the calling of all the plays. You really don't have time to be complacent and to sit back and rest on your laurels. This is an offense that I think will start to take over the league. I honestly believe that.
This is the fascinating part of it, Mike. I believe that the NFL is always conspiring against defenses.
Yeah.
Right? Because the defenses will always catch up to the offenses. The rules change a little bit. You tweak things. So how is this chess match going to evolve this season when the Chargers come in and then the Chiefs come in and then the NFC East gets a look at Chip Kelly's offense? By midseason, there's going to be a counter to what Chip's doing.
That's right.
And then Chip is going to have two or three counters in his pocket.
Well, it's happened. You know, it happened to him at the last level where he coached. It'll happen at this level. And there he was able to adjust to it. He'll be able to adjust to it at this level. This is an offense that's based on doing what – if the defense is doing X, then you're going to do Z. The defense is wrong. That's how this offense is set up. Whatever they do, they're wrong. And we had this – like, back in the day – let me go back in the day.
Please.
We had a situation where Ron Jaworski would call just 9 open 9. And I was the guy at the open. So it just told me to, whatever the defense did, you do opposite. So I would be the guy in the slot, and I would go opposite whatever the defense was doing. And it was just a read type of play. And it always worked. He knew what I was going to do based on where the defense was, and that's what this offense does. Based on what the defense does, where they are, you know, there are multiple plays off of one play call. There are all these options. And whatever they do, they're wrong.
So in theory, this offense is infinite in its possibilities.
That is exactly right. There's so many options. There's so many ways. And, you know, the guy who's going to be at the trigger is the quarterback, Michael Vick, to look at what they're doing and determine, do I go to the bubble screen? Do I hand the football off? Do I keep it myself? You know, there's so many options off of it. And it's simple. And to me, the genius of the whole thing is the simplicity of it.
Then we have Christopher Columbus as a head coach here, in a way. We have Albert Einstein as a head coach here. Why hasn't somebody else done this if it's so simple?
You know, they're doing it in college. They're doing it all over colleges. And I think the NFL has been way too stagnant. And too many teams, too many coaches, too many architects of this thing doing it the old way, the conventional way. And the thinking now is a new, fresh way of thinking. And I like the new, fresh way of thinking.
I can tell you that the Eagles have made so much progress in a week that a week ago we were talking about, well, will the defense be good enough? Can this offense score points? Now people are talking about, well, how do you protect a 33-7 lead? I mean, that's progress, Mike.
Yeah.
That tells you that this people expect the Eagles to go out and get leads, but, oh, what happens when they get a lead? That's not the way it was even a week ago.
Well, and they got the lead, and you could see that they took their foot off the gas pedal just a little bit. And defensively, not attacking as much in the second half, but I think that's going to happen. You know, at some point you got to bleed that clock a little bit, and I thought In the game on Monday night, they chose to do it some on defense on the defensive side.
Are the Eagles, Mike? Is it too early to start talking about a playoff contender? Are we still trying to discover what this team is all about? I mean, you go on the road, you win against an NFC East team that won the division last year. That's a statement win.
See, I'm still not conditioned that way. I'm still conditioned to, okay, we've got the San Diego Chargers this week, so that's who they have to look at, focus on. And you just go game by game, day by day, and really – you enjoy the ride. And I think that if you look too far ahead, then you can't enjoy what you're doing. And I like the journey and enjoying the journey. And right now, you know, you kind of get ready for this game this week and enjoy the journey.
What do you expect from the Eagles on Sunday against San Diego?
You know, it's, again, a team that's – it's a run-based, but you've got Phillip Rivers, who's an excellent quarterback, given time to throw the football. Mike McCoy brings in a new system, new offensive coordinator. I don't think they're quite ready. I heard Phillip Rivers talking about it's a new language for him. He's learning the new language, but it's not sharp yet. It's not crisp yet. So if Billy Davis gets this defense to attacking that offense, then they're going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah. Quick six. Great job once again.
Always fun.
We'll listen to you on Sunday, you and Merle.
Do that.
1 o'clock kickoff. Mike Quick in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.